Into the Open Sea, Rainer Maria Rilke. I believe in all that has never yet been spoken. I want to free what waits within me, so that what no one has dared to wish for may for once spring clear without my contriving. If this is arrogant, God, forgive me, but this is what I need to say. May what I do flow from me like a river, no forcing and no holding back, the way it is with children. Then in these swelling and ebbing currents, these deepening tides moving out, returning, I will sing you as no one ever has, streaming through widening channels into the open sea. Rainer Maria Rilke, in the Book of Hours.
Go to the inner chamber?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have to go this way because Ma Sarasvati entrance is this way.
Okay.
And you will see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have a good meditation.
Thank you so much. If
you close your eyes and listen to the sounds of the late evening at Matri Mandir, you will hear all the usual members of the evening orchestra. Always there are the crickets, with their high-tuned chirp and buzz forming the backdrop to all the rest. Then there is the wind, especially in the winter season. You can hear it rustling the leaves of the banyan, or the peepal tree, or moving through the branches of the neem, servis, and many other ornamental trees that are to be found along the edges of the gardens of Matri Mandir. As a part of the background music, there can be heard often the sounds from the villages close by, with their temple festivals, marriages, or seasonal celebration songs being broadcast over loudspeakers and drifting from several directions into the center of Orville. A little later at night, you will hear the occasional screech from one of the small owls living in the banyan tree, occupying the hollowed-out spots along the main branches that have been formed over the years as larger branches have broken off or decayed. And now, since Christmas, there is a new sound that has been added to the garden's orchestra. This is the gentle splashing of the fountain in the Garden of Unity, just beyond the banyan tree. This fountain, presently running in a trial mode, is composed of four branches of water jets, which shoot up in a curved series, rising towards the tallest jet at the center. Then all fall back with a pleasant splashing sound into the crystal clear waters of the pool. It is wonderful to see this fountain. It has become a very attractive focal point in the Garden of Unity, with its mini amphitheater, a set of sandstone-clad steps where people may sit to enjoy the fountain and gardens, or musical performances by people who will be playing from a stage mounted in the center of the pool. For the moment, that central stage is not yet there. But even so, we have begun to use the space for musical presentations. On New Year's Eve, there was an enchanting playing of Russian bells on the spot to mark the closing of the year and to look forward to 2014. The pool and fountain, which we have been describing, are situated near the banyan tree, close to the Matri Mandir. Much has been learned from the building of the first three garden areas: existence, consciousness, and bliss. One sees that more softness and flexibility are called for, less of solid structures, more place for subtler, more fluid elements to express the essential aspects of the garden and its nine segments which are yet to be built. These gardens, yet to come, have been given by Mother the names Light, Life, Power, Wealth, Utility, Progress, Youth, Harmony, and Perfection. In this planning for the future gardens, the designers are immersed in a deeply fascinating exploration. There is another green area in the planning stage in the offices of the garden's design team at Matri Mandir. This is a large park on the northwest of the oval that occupies the space outside the mini amphitheater, beyond the outer bound of the Garden of Unity. This area is referred to as the Park of the Unexpected and is focused on the child in all of us. A place of discovery and freedom, of exploration through the senses, of touch, of hearing, as well as of sight. To create an environment where one can encounter, in a joyful way, the unexpected, and enter pathways of self-discovery. Exploration of how to create the space is ongoing through conversations with teachers, for example, with people experienced in seeing through a child's eyes. Here too, the work is a fascinating exploration, leading towards fresh perspectives of design. Text from Matri Mandir News, February 2014, written by John. In days gone by, I used to be a potter who would feel his fingers mold the yielding clay to patterns on his wheel. But now, through wisdom lately won, that pride has gone away. I have ceased to be the potter and have learned to be the clay. In other days, I used to be a poet through whose pen innumerable songs had come to win the hearts of men. But now, through new-got knowledge, which I hadn't had so long, I have ceased to be the poet and have learned to be the song. I was a fashioner of swords in days that are now gone, which on 100 battlefields glittered and gleamed and shone. But now I am brimming with the silence of the Lord. I have ceased to be the sword maker and have learned to be the sword. In bygone days I used to be a dreamer who would hurl on every side an insolence of diamond and pearl. But now I am kneeling at the feet of the Supreme. I have ceased to be the dreamer and have learned to be the dream. A poem from the Indian poet Harindranath Chattopadhyay.
All right.